From the studios of Free Radio Santa Cruz, you're listening to Earth First Radio. Stay tuned for No Compromise news, views, poetry, and music.
We're cutting chainsaws, killing the trees, something everything that lives in peace. Our animal friends are on the run, but there's nowhere to go when the job is done. All takes place. We've got to stop this inhuman race.
And welcome to Earth First Radio. I'm Uncle Dennis. Each week I bring you No Compromise news, views, poetry, and music for activists on the front lines of the environmental movement. In the news you'll hear about corporations, government agencies, and people who are killing the planet, and folks who have detailed information about saving what's left. They all have names, addresses, phone numbers, fax numbers, email, and web addresses, so please get a pencil or a pen and some recycled paper to write down the information, because this isn't couch potato radio, it's activist radio. And I urge you to think that you really can make a difference by writing letters, sending faxes, and making phone calls when you aren't out in the woods up in a tripod or a tree sit, or locked down in a dragon at the road blockade. If you do have information, news, comments, or announcements for Earth First Radio, please keep that pencil handy and listen for the contact information later on in the show. Of course, we usually start off with announcements, and our ongoing announcement is that the Yosemite National Park is asking for your comments on the Draft Valley Plan. It's one of two major plans that were released this year, along with the Draft Merced River and Wild Scenic and Wild River Plan. Need your input and comment. There's still time to make an appearance at one of the public hearings in Fresno on June 15th at the Doubletree Hotel at 1055 Van Ness Avenue in Fresno. In San Jose on June 17th at the Sheraton Hotel at 1801 Barber Lane in Milpitas. And those are basically the public hearing in Fresno is from 6:30 to 9 p.m., but there's an open house that opens at 4. And in San Jose, the public hearing is from 2 to 4:30 p.m. in the afternoon, and the open house starts at 11. If you want to make comments by mail or by email, the address is Superintendent Dave Mihalik, M-I-H-A-L-I-C, Draft Yosemite Valley Plan, Post Office Box 577, Yosemite National Park, California, 95389. Once again, the address, Superintendent Dave Mihalik, Draft Yosemite Valley Plan, P.O. Box 577, Yosemite National Park, California, 95389. The fax number, 209-372-0456. That's 209-372-0456. The fax number, email, yose_planning@nps.gov. That's yose_planning@nps.gov. And please do have your comments to the National Park Service by July 7th. Want to let folks know that the Ruckus Society is presenting their Democracy Action Camp July 13th through the 19th in Los Angeles, California. Real democracy or corporate power, human voices or lobbyist dollars, planet, people, peace, or profits? Profits, profits! To definitively answer these questions once and for all, tens of thousands of citizens will flood the streets of Philadelphia and Los Angeles for the Republican and Democratic National Conventions taking place in August. If you're interested in attending a Ruckus Democracy Action Camp, these are really great, July 13th through the 19th in Los Angeles, you have to go to their website to apply, www.ruckus.org. That's www.ruckus.org. If you're up in the Portland area, and if you want to do some ground truthing in the Mount Hood National Forest. Thursdays are your days. These Thursday hikes will be small, group, strenuous all-day hikes. You'll be mostly on the Mount Hood National Forest, but also on some BLM or state forest lands. They start at 9 a.m. or earlier, so you got to get up for this stuff. You want more information about these hikes in Oregon, contact the following number, 503-331-0374. That's 503-331-0374. Coming up in Congress is an amendment to stop Wildlife Services lethal predator control. Wildlife Services has a new name, but it's up to the same old game, trapping, poisoning, shooting, gassing, clubbing, and destroying wildlife at taxpayers' expense to protect the profits of the corporate welfare livestock industry. Representative DeFazio, Boss, and Morella are taking the lead in this amendment to the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Agriculture Appropriations Bill. You want to support this, you need to get your representative to support it also. Give them a call at 202-224-3121. That's 202-224-3121. Ask for your local representative, or you can go to www.house.gov/welcome.html and find out their information. National call-in day to support the Forest Protection Lobby Week is June 13th. That's right, folks. Next Tuesday, June 13th. It's in support of over 50 forest activists who will be in Washington, D.C., educating lawmakers and administration officials about the need to protect our forests. If you're not in Washington, D.C., you can support these efforts by making a phone call. Once again, that's 202-224-3121. And ask for your local representative or senator, or you can call toll-free. Here's a toll-free number, 888-534-6226. That's 888-534-6226. And ask for a staff person who handles forest issues. Ask your representative to vote in favor of the WU Amendment, that's W-U, to the Interior Appropriations Bill. That would reduce logging subsidies. Sign on to the Old Growth Pledge. Sign the Miller-DeFazio Letter to Control Off-Road Vehicles in National Forests. Co-sponsor the National Forest Protection and Restoration Act, H.R. 1396. Co-sponsor the Northern Rockies Ecosystem Protection Act, that's H.R. 488. Oppose H.R. 1522, that's Representative Chenoweth's Forest Health Bill, which does anything but guarantee forest health. Support protecting all National Forest roadless areas. If you're calling your senator, ask them to vote in favor of an amendment to reduce logging subsidies and pay for needed restoration on the National Forest. Ask them to support protecting all National Forest roadless areas and oppose any riders that would undermine or delay the policy. Sign on the Old Growth Pledge to End Old Growth Logging and vote no on Senate Bill 1608, the Wyden-Krigg County Payments Bill, and vote yes on the Choice Amendment. If you want more information about any of these issues in Congress, and they are coming up really soon, contact Steve at 202-547-9105. That's Steve Holmer, 202-547-9105. Here's a little bit more information about the WU Amendment. It'll be offered to the House Interior Appropriations Bill to reduce $14.7 million in timber subsidies. These funds will be redirected to fish and wildlife programs, which were cut by the House Appropriations Committee. A vote on the amendment is taking place soon, and a report of the White House Council on Economic Advisers showed that the Forest Service spent $234 million more than it collected in timber receipts in 1995, and that number is generally true for almost any year you want to talk about. The General Accounting Office reports that the timber sale program lost $1 billion between 1995 and 1997. So ask your representative to vote for the WU Amendment. And news from the Australian forest issues. Northeast in the New South Wales, the Cabinet is considering a proposal to allocate 230,000 tons per year of timber from public forests in New South Wales. Timber is going to be converted to charcoal at Gunnedah. This in turn to be used in the Lithgow silicon smelter. While it is good news that public opposition forced Bob Carr to spare the Piliga and Kanoo The intent is now met to meet the total wood requirements for the Gunnedah charcoal plant and the silicon smelter from the northeast portion of New South Wales. And these activists are asking everyone to send an email to the following people. The premier of the New South Wales government is Bob Carr. His email address is bob.carr, C-A-R-R, at www.nsw.gov.au. Once again, that's bob.carr, C-A-R-R, at www.nsw.gov.au. Or the Minister for Urban Affairs and Planning, who apparently has some jurisdiction here in Australia on this issue, is Andrew Refshaug. And I'll spell that A-N-D-R-E-W dot R-E-F-S-H-A-U-G-E at parliament.nsw.gov.au. Once again, that's Andrew Refshaug, R-E-F-S-H-A-U-G-E, andrew.refshaug at parliament.nsw.gov.au. The Minister of Forestry in New South Wales is Kim Yeadon, K-I-M dot Y-E-A-D-O-N, at parliament.nsw.gov.au. And the Minister for the Environment, Robert DeBus, R-O-B-E-R-T dot D-E-B-U-S, at parliament.nsw.gov.au. If you live in the southwestern United States, you know about Lake Powell. Well, apparently there's a group who is trying to support Lake Powell. In other words, keep the dam dam. They have a toll-free number if you folks want to kind of tie up that number. It's 888.845.Powell. And if you want to dial all digits, it's 888-845-7693. And tell them, just drain it. Well, good news from Congress. The opponents of the wilderness in the San Rafael Swell area of Utah have been beaten back. Thanks to all of you who made calls and wrote letters, the House approved amendments which would have enlarged the boundaries of the National Conservation Area and Legacy District and limited ORV use. This was apparently more than Messrs. Cannon and Hansen could bear, so they withdrew the bill and sent it back to the Resources Committee. The San Rafael Swell bill could come back any time, but for now it doesn't seem likely. Earth First Radio will keep you posted, naturally. And there's a couple of representatives in California who need to be thanked for their efforts to oppose this anti-wilderness bill in Utah. Representatives George Miller and Tom Campbell both played a part in defeating that bill. If you're in their districts, let them know that you're happy about what they did. And let's get into activist news here. Hey, we're getting involved with an eminent domain battle outside of Rockford, Illinois, according to this bulletin. The county is building a $2 million road, 80% of which is federal money, through a number of houses here in town. Some people are trying to organize. One landowner who is in the way is a blind war veteran and his 4-plus acres of beautiful wetlands. He's invited Earth First to come camp on his forested land and help him defend it. He's also got some of his veteran friends involved. If you or anyone else lives near Rockford, Illinois, or you want to find out what it's like in Rockford, Illinois, contact Red Gate Earth First. And their email address, friends@enteract.com. That's friends@enteract.com. I'm sure Red Gate Earth First will be glad if you show up sometime real soon. All right, here in California, in a daring action, Yuba Nation activists stopped Sierra Pacific Industries from logging a site along the middle fork of the Yuba River by blockading the main road into the area and locking themselves to logging equipment, risking life and limb. Jelana Smith, 18, teetered 40 feet high in a tripod to prevent Sierra Pacific Industries from entering the forest. A banner draped across her tripod read, Yuba Nation declares this area an SPI-free zone. Another activist, Kimberly Mangs, M-A-G-N-E-S, Mains, Kimberly Mains, a 43-year-old mother, locked herself underneath equipment to shut down logging activities. The dramatic action, the first of its kind in the Sierra Nevada, marked the opening volley of Yuba Nation's planned Sierra Summer Campaign, which is echoing the 1990 Redwood Summer Campaign. a series of nonviolent demonstrations to end liquidation, logging, and clear-cutting of California's forests. The Wall Timber Harvest Plan calls for clear-cutting and intensive logging of 1,300 acres on the San Juan Ridge north of Humbug Creek in the Middle Fork of the Yuba River. The forest contains, among other imperiled species, northern goshawk, Pacific fisher, California's spotted owl. If you want to get involved, contact Megan McKee at 530-913-0480. That's 530-913-0480. Or Kathy Colvin at 530-432-4042. That's 530-432-4042. And I'm sure they could use help up there. Yuba Nation. Sounds like them folks are having some great fun. Here's some more information about the Sierra Nevada. Apparently there's a forest planning going on in the Sierra Nevada. The Forest Service has released 8 alternative management plans for the region, part of a process commonly known as the framework. The stakes are high. Will the final choice be to protect old growth trees? Will it spare wild places from development? Will it buffer streams and rivers from disruptive activities? Alternative 5 is the clear choice for environmentalists. Environmentalists help to develop the management plan known as Alternative 5. Gives high protection to water, ancient forests, and wildlife, restricting logging to small trees and thinning the forest to reduce fire risk. And it would encourage natural fires as part of fire management. What do you need to do to support Alternative 5? Well, there's some hearings going on. There's a lot of them. I'm only going to let you know about ones in the next week here, and then next week I'll let you know about more of these. Chico on June 12th at the Chico Municipal Building. Bishop, California on June 12th. I guess I better say the times. The Chico one was from 7 to 9. The Bishop one is from 4 to 8. Mammoth Lakes on June 13th from 4 to 8 p.m. at the Community Center. Mariposa, California on June 13th at 2 p.m. June 14th in Grass Valley at the Banner Grange from 6:30 to 9 p.m. June 14th in South Lake Tahoe from 7 to 9 p.m. at the El Dorado County Library Building. June 14th in Sutter Creek, California at the Amador High School Cafeteria from 7 to 9. Kings Beach, that's also in Lake Tahoe, and the North Tahoe Conference Center from 7 to 9 p.m. In Clovis, California on June 15th at the Clovis Veterans Memorial Building in the Veterans Room from 6:30 to 9, and in Groveland, California on June 16th from 9 to 11 a.m. Once again, there are more hearings and meetings, and I will let you know about the ones that are coming up next week. There's just a lot of these, and I can't do them all at once. Hole in the Headwaters update. Logging has been temporarily delayed. This is news from June 7th. Due to the awesome epic Sierra Club lawsuit and the threat of large-scale civil disobedience by Earth First, Maxam Pacific Lumber has voluntarily holding off on logging in the Hole in the Headwaters. That's THP 520. Though unconfirmed, this moratorium could last for several weeks. The epic Sierra Club legal team will hopefully obtain a long-term court-ordered injunction on logging late next week in the Humboldt Superior Court. Meanwhile, North Coast Earth First Backwoods Affinity Group has blockaded Pacific Lumber's only access road to THP 520 with a bipod, cargo nets, and a maze of support lines and road ditches. So sounds like they're having fun. Located on the logging road about a mile up from Elk River Road. If you want more information about where they are and how to help them out, North Coast Earth First, 707-825-6598. That's 707-825-6598. And those folks do a lot of good work, need a lot of help up there. All right. The Headwaters Reserve Management Plan public scoping meetings have been announced. The public is invited to help the Bureau of Land Management and the California Department of Fish and Game create a long-term management plan for the Headwaters Forest Reserve. There are 3 scoping meetings that are be held in Northern California in mid-June. They are Eureka on Tuesday, June 13th at the Eureka Inn. Please be there by 5:30. The meeting starts at 6. In San Francisco on June 20th at the Fort Mason Center Landmark Building A. And in Sacramento on Thursday, June 22nd at the Scottish Rite Masonic Center. And that's at 6151 H Street. Once again, the doors open at 5:30. The meetings start at 6, and they go to 10:30. So get yourself out there for those. Let's move into more activist news here. From the Alajo Valley in British Columbia, at 7:30 p.m. a few nights ago, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police moved in and arrested 16-year-old Timothy Dobin, who was perched atop a 35-foot-tall tripod at mile 38 of the Alajo Mainline Road. The tripod was set up at 2 a.m. at the junction of the Alajo Main and Sims Creek Road and effectively halted Interfor's continued heli-logging and road-building of the Stoltman Wilderness. Timothy Dobin is the third person to be arrested this year in what is to be expected to be a hot and contentious summer of activism. Environmentalists are digging in to prevent the destruction of what is undoubtedly one of this province's, that's British Columbia's, most spectacular wilderness area, which includes 1,300-year-old Douglas firs and crucial grizzly bear habitat. Friends of the Alajo are expecting hundreds of arrests this summer. And here's a little more update from Vancouver, British Columbia. The British Columbian Supreme Court has thrown out the injunction which kept anti-logging protesters away from Interfor logging operations in the Alajo Valley near Squamish, British Columbia. The Justice David Vickers says that since the injunction was granted last September, the court has witnessed vigilante actions, misrepresentations, and lies. He was referring to a raid by loggers on the environmental protesters' camp in which a number of people were injured, some sent to a hospital. He says efforts by Interfor supervisors to prevent the destructive rampage were feeble and ineffective. I'm hoping... Anyway... So the injunction is off. You can go get arrested in British Columbia without defying a court order, at least. And the Anarchist Golfing Association has been out teeing off the golf course seed testers. Anti-genetic activists calling themselves the Anarchist Golfing Association held a nocturnal golfing tournament at Pure Seed Testing Research Facilities in Canby, Oregon. According to the communique release, the group destroyed large areas of PST's profit-driven experiments with biodiversity. The activists targeted two research greenhouses in which they destroyed hundreds of experimental grass plats and as well as research plots of non-native invasive grass species. They scattered ID tags and flags, and stakes were pulled or rearranged. The action by AGA comes just 2 weeks after activists calling themselves the Future Farmers of America destroy genetically engineered crops at the Seminis Vegetable Seeds Research Center in Woodland, California. With the growing season heating up, it appears that the summer of 2000 may be the busiest ever for direct action anti-genetic engineering activists in North America. Oh boy. I won't read the entire communique. It went on far too long. You know all the facts by now. Let's talk about tree sits going on. The Eugene, Oregon... Local forest activists have launched a new era of canopy activism in the Pacific Northwest. As of today, it's against large-scale housing developments. On June 5th, a new tree sit is defending a 100-year-old fir tree near some even older oak trees known as the headwaters of Amazon Creek. This is a naturally reforested meadow, is a high-use recreation area at the southern edge of town. So there's a new tree sit in Eugene. And, of course, down in the Albion area of California, two young adults using pseudonyms Danielle and Maya said they have been tree-sitting in Albion's Kaizen Gulch area since January 21st. The two issued a statement presumably written from atop their 4x8-foot platform, 120 feet up a redwood tree they named Gypsy. And let's see, I have... That's the tree sitter updates. If you want more information about the Albion tree sit, of course, they can use support. Their number, 707-937-5703. That's 707-937-5703. Or if you have stuff to send them, they need money, of course, P.O. Box 702 in Mendocino, California, 95460. And the best news of all, the Forest Service has abandoned the 100-acre old-growth forest southeast of Eugene. The controversial timber sale called Hell Done was targeted for protest by environmental activists because of its prime wildlife habitat. And this goes on and on, but it's great news, said Doug Hyken, spokesman for the Eugene, Oregon Natural Resources Council office. This area provides a very important ecological connectivity between the Waldo Wilderness to the east and the Warner Creek Burn to the west. Tim Inglesby, director of the Western Fire Ecology Center in Eugene, has developed a proposal to create a research area in and around the Warner Creek Burn to study how forests recover from wildfire. This would be the first such area in the nation. We've learned as much as we need about clear cutting. It's time to learn more about fire ecology, Inglesby said. This could be a showcase research center for learning the secrets of how native forests are sustained through fire disturbance and, of course, the Cascadia Wildlands Project. 541-343-7828. That's 541-343-7828. And we're going to take a little musical break here and rest my voice.
Somewhere where the life is wild and trees embrace the sky, coyotes howl to the moon as she slowly traces by. Far from the concrete in the hills of frost and snow, life weaves its web as the lights burn on below. But there's a yup beyond the mountain from the land of corporate greed, buying, selling parasites, filling a consuming need, filling that consuming need. Yeah, there's a yup beyond the mountain. Everybody run, it's a game of Monopoly, won't stop till he's won, won't stop till he's won. And the wheels will roll, here to sell my soul, pray someday they'll sell it back to me. Yeah, the time will come when it's all been done, with the world to gain, what have we done, what have we won? 'Cause there's a yup beyond the mountain, from the land of corporate greed, buying, selling parasites, filling a consuming. Yeah, there's a yup beyond the mountain. Everybody run. Thanks to the Monopoly, won't stop till he won. Won't stop till he won.
And that's Santa Cruz's own Phil Free, recorded right here at Free Radio Santa Cruz 96.3 and Earth First Radio. We'll be right back.